Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb Wednesday edition. We got you to the midweek point. We are taking you all the way to the end. But we got the good, the bad, and the dumb today. What is the good of the day today?
Well, I'm just going to preface it by saying this, Tony. I believe this is good. You might not.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So, former Brazil superstar Ronaldo, you remember him?
Yes.
Not the current star Cristiano Ronaldo, the one before him, just plain old Ronaldo. He's keeping his promise, Tony. He purchased a 51% stake in a Spanish club called Valladolid, and they were in their second tier league in the Spanish league. They got promoted. And he had said last year that if they get promoted, he will bike the Camino de Santiago, which is a 310-mile bike ride in Spain.
Are you pointing this out because I have yet to walk to Chicago?
I am
Tony
pointing
LaRusso
this out.
Hired by the White Sox.
I have it written this way in unrelated but very much so related news. There's a certain show host that I think still owes our fans a 442-mile trip.
I agree. If all right.
And like, he's not getting any younger, Tony. Let's face it.
One day we should get like with the sales team and go, all right, get him some food, get him some lodging, and give him a week and make Tony walk to Chicago. A week. What am I saying? What am I, a marathon runner? A week. That would take me 2 months. No, that would take me a year to go 400 miles.
I don't know. I don't think it will take
that long. How far could you walk before?
442 miles.
All right. Okay. Let me point this out. A number of years ago.
No, I'm going to say this real quick. According to Google Maps.
Right.
A walk of that nature would take about 6 days, 4 hours.
Oh, what, constantly? No sleep? What are we talking about? Come on. Okay. So a number of years ago, when I was in Colorado Springs, one of the hosts, there was a serious fundraiser for a family that I think it was a police officer that tragically got killed or something like that. It was a serious, serious fundraiser. And the morning show guy said that he was going to walk to raise money, and he was going to walk 30 miles, I think, from one point to the baseball stadium. And he was older than me, and so he was joined by a couple of people on the staff. You know, they would like, you know, we spent a lot of time supporting him. So anyway, one guy who was in his 20s said, I'm going to walk with him. And they walked together this 30-mile journey. It took them all day. They walked 30 miles. They got in it. They started in the morning, night. They couldn't walk the pain in their feet was staggering for days.
I believe it.
For days they talked about it. Now they raised the money. They didn't complain, but they both said, holy cow. Like the kid who was in his 20s was like, I think I broke something. I couldn't stand up. He goes, it was so agonizing. So let's say to keep me going day in and day out, 30 miles is out of the question. 10 miles a day, 15.
Yeah.
Before I pass out and die, I would need you got to get me a hotel where I could stay a week and then I'll start again.
God, I wonder how many. I mean, I know it says 6 days. That's a lot of miles.
A lot
to
of
walk.
Miles. That's a lot of miles to walk. 400 something miles.
Yeah.
But good for him. So how far would he have to bike 300?
He's going to bike 310 miles.
See, that seems like nothing for an elite athlete like him.
Well, but I mean, he's past his prime. He's 10 years, 15 years removed from being an elite athlete.
Oh, how old is he, for the love of Pete?
45.
Oh, really? That old?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I was shocked to see that, too. That
I thought he was like in his late 30s.
That time is gone for him.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Okay.
He's 45 years old.
45 years old. Okay. That changes things. That might be a little bit more difficult, but still. Elite athlete. But good for him.
Yeah.
He's living up to his promise, unlike me. Stupid White Sox. Why did you hire Tony La Russa to begin with? I thought it was just a ploy. I thought they were kidding. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. Revenge? Question mark?
Revenge?
Yeah, maybe.
a dish best served cold, I've been told.
I mean, it's possible one could be brewing here, but a Maple Leaf super fan, he could make life a little sticky for a possible Game 7 between the Lightning and Rangers at Madison Square Garden.
I saw this. Go ahead with the story, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
And what I'm talking about, the Maple Leaf super fan in question, is one Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And apparently, if the Maple Leafs and Rangers do go to a Game 7, and it's looking like that is a real possibility.
Real possibility.
There is a scheduling conflict, because that game will be held, I believe, on the 14th, and there is a concert to be held that same night.
They should try to do the hockey game at the concert at the same time.
Why not?
They should have the hockey game, and he should be on like a elevated stage. Above the ice, before he'd be like, "Baby, baby," while the hockey players are underneath him.
Yeah.
He's like,
"But here's something I need to point out, because I keep pointing out that he is a Maple Leafs fan."
Yeah,
and if memory serves me correctly, and I think all the way back to last year, didn't the Lightning knock out Canada's best hope?
I think they did. I think they did. You're right. You're right. He's from Canada, right?
Yeah, he's from Canada.
He's a Canadian.
He's a Toronto, born and raised.
He's from Toronto, right?
Which is like America light, I guess.
Him and Snow, the rapper Snow, was from Toronto.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
A lot of people from Toronto.
A lot of people from Toronto.
Yeah, so Michael J. Fox, I believe.
Isn't Drake from Toronto?
I think so.
Yeah. This is why he's a big Raptors fan, because that's where he's from?
I think so.
Maybe.
Or he just likes clinging on to teams.
So what... I don't know much about these kind of things. Has the story give any indication of what...
No, I guess.
Do they have to move it? Does the league have to move it? Like, what happens
here? I believe. I don't know. The story that I was reading referenced another situation, which was the Astros had to move a Taylor Swift concert back a few years back. I don't know if it was like 16 or 17 when they were on their run. They had to move a Taylor Swift concert because they had a good run going through the playoffs. And so
the idea is that if you can
move Taylor Swift, you can certainly move Justin Bieber.
I know the league is wanting to get, has a tight window because they want the Stanley Cup final to start at a certain time. And they do want to give these teams a little bit of a break before they roll with it. So maybe not, I think Justin Bieber is the one that gets moved here.
Yeah.
So too bad. I think it's the way it goes.
Too bad all you Bieberites. Bieber, I don't know what Bieber fans are called.
No, Game 7.
Beliebers. I think they're called Beliebers.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. No, I think the Rangers are Game 7. I think they would. I think that works. I think that's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Because they can move the concert. They just can move the concert. That's the way it is. That's the way concerts are. They can just get moved.
Because, I know that it may affect other dates, but, they build in breaks in between.
Of course, yeah. For that reason.
Justin Bieber gets one less night of sleep, like he needs it.
I just think that when you're responsible for scheduling these things, like whoever works at Madison Square Garden, where they're like, they're filling up the dates, they've probably been down this road a time or two where they've went, look, we're going to schedule this, but should the Knicks or the Rangers make a run or whatever, these dates are problematic. So we'll see. But yeah, no, you're right. That'd be interesting. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I got to give, it's not really to Kadarius Toney. It's I don't even know who to put the dumb on. But Kadarius Toney, Giants wide receiver Kadarius Toney, was taking in some reps with the Giants Jugs machine, which is that machine that spits out footballs.
Yeah, and I love that.
And the machine...
Like a gun.
The machine was malfunctioning. And couldn't complete the, I'll say about 5 to 8 yard pass to where Toney was standing.
Oh, really?
He kept falling to his feet. Can you guess where the story is going?
Oh, no.
Twitter exploded with a lot of Daniel Jones comparisons. The top thing said overall was like, God, the Giants have a jugs machine that has a DJ setting. That's terrible.
Oh, God.
So
he was a very, very good player out of Florida.
He he had a...
What was the controversy he was in, though? Wasn't he in a little bit of a controversy?
I don't know if he was in a controversy. I don't know. I just know he didn't have a great season. his first season wasn't that great.
No, his first season wasn't that good.
No touchdowns, like 450 yards for the season. I think they're expecting bigger things out of him this season, but it all goes down to the quarterback.
That's right. And he was very good in for the Gators his last year. That was the COVID year, but that Kyle Trask was throwing him the football. I mean, what do you expect? He's Daniel Jones.
I know.
Sorry.
But at least the Giants are trading him right.
Right, yeah.
Got that old Daniel Jones setting.
They certainly are. Had to get down below his feet. I love it. That is awesome.
It was, I mean, when I first saw it, I thought it was like a fan throwing him a football. And, like a little kid throwing him a football. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Ball's, five times bigger than their hand. They probably can't grip it at all.
That's hilarious that somebody went, it's got a Daniel Jones setting.
And you should see, I mean, the ball's spitting out and it just literally just like goes maybe 3 or 4 yards and then it's already going down. If I thought, Daniel or Kadarius Toney, why don't you move forward? But it's not supposed to be that way.
When you're around those things live, they are incredible.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around one? It's so wild. Like when I used to go to Broncos camp every summer, they would always be the way they have theirs set up. It's kind of right by your walkway, the media walkway where we go back and forth to the building and the field. And there's always a receiver using it. And it's like, I stand there going, I don't think I could catch that ball. Like they're standing like 5 feet from it.
Right.
And I go, I think it would hit me right in the stomach. I'd lose my breath.
Do you remember the Texans Hard Knocks and J.J. Watt catching them one-handed?
Right, right. Exactly. And that's exactly, they just put the ball in and they go poof. And the guy goes, catches it, boom. Throws down, gets another one, poof, bam. And it was terrifying. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he's this coordinated.
And you always have video at some point, the receiver has his back to it. Turns around real quick because the ball's being fired at him like 1,000 miles per hour.
Exactly.
And he catches it, no problem.
You are right.
Unless you're with the Giants.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. On Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @RonCulver, that's Ron with two N's. We continue. It's Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio.